Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to our TBS volunteers, who was pretty much just about everyone in this room. Yay! In your service folder are many of the ways that our members have pitched in to make us the best little shul in the woods of Northern Virginia. We celebrate the diverse ways that your talents and gifts have come together to offer an amazing array of either exciting or nurturing or mind-expanding or spiritual offerings that make TBS such a special community. On the cover of your service folder is a rendering of the prophet Miriam. It's pre-Facebook. We don't know exactly what she looked like, but she's holding up a vat of life-giving water to her fellow Israelites wandering in the desert. We think of Miriam this week as her death is recorded in our Torah portion. We also learn in this week's Torah portion that Miriam did so much good for the community that was in the background or under the radar that it went nearly unnoticed. Our rabbis teach that the actions of her life were as central as water to the life and well-being of the Israelite people wandering in the desert. So it is with our volunteers. Thank you for all you do, either seen or unseen, each and every week to strengthen all of our Jewish lives. And speaking of life-giving members, the Hebrew word for life, chai, is also the number 18. And so tonight we also celebrate our chai members, members who have been woven into our congregation's life for 18 years. Welcome into this honored and growing temple club. We look forward tonight to an inspiring presentation from our member, Dr. Sue Cohn, who will enlighten us about her trip to Azerbaijan. And there she witnessed the highest Jewish and human values, peace, respect, and recognizing the godliness in every human being lived out in this very special country. So let us continue with our TBS welcome prayer as we affirm our values of welcoming everyone, members and visitors, everyone who gathers here this evening to embrace Shabbat, to sing and to pray, to remember a loved one, or just to join with the community. Page 4. When all is said and done, a synagogue built of brick and concrete alone cannot endure, no matter how mighty its foundation or construction. It is not the size of the social hall or the finery of the sanctuary that provides the strength the building needs to stand. What holds the synagogue together is the people who join to pray, to study, to work within its walls. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of prayer for all people. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of learning for all who seek Torah. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of assembly for all who yearn for community. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of God and that we will be worthy to call ourselves builders and congregants. And we now honor two volunteers who have put in many extra hours over the past weeks, leading our bereavement committee, making sure our members in grief are spiritually supported at funerals and Shiva minions, our Deb Peleus and Julia Saul Peter, and they are coming up with their spouses or a spouse. Yes, Alan is representing the spouses. And they work hard to ensure that this core Jewish mitzvah, Nichum Avelim, comforting mourners, is fulfilled for all of our members with kindness and with dignity. So we continue with our candlelighting blessing on the bottom of page 11.
As these candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our day, among those who kindle light.
I guess we should read the words.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot, and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
We welcome the Shabbat bride with Lecha Dodi, page 14.
Oh,
page 17.
Baruch Hu et Adonai Hamivorach, Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated. Page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. We affirm unity and community as we join in our people's central prayer of faith. In the Shema, we say, God is Echad, oneness. May we feel our connection among one another and all of life as we sing the Shema on page 22. Please rise. Et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavcha, v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tavam, v'shivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech uvshochbecha uvkumecha. Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtav tam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyot lachem lelohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. The bottom of page 23. Love God with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every conscious act. Keep in mind the words I command you today. Teach them to your children. Let these mitzvot guide you along the path of life. May they instruct you in your daily tasks. Keep them in the forefront of your vision. Place them at the doorway of your house so that upon entering or departing, they remind you to live by my mitzvot in order that you may reflect on God's holiness through your life. The Eternal One led you out of Egypt to be your God. The Eternal One alone is your God. We think of Miriam leading the Israelites in joyous song as we sing our prayer of freedom. Micha Mocha. Our traditional prayer for nighttime protection is in your service folder. In TBS fashion with Vishamru, page 27.
Vishamru B'nei Israel et ha-Shabbat la'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam b'ri'olam Vishamru B'nei Israel et ha-Shabbat Mary Olam Ki Sheshed Yamim Asadonai Asadonai Et HaShemayim V'et HaAretz V'shamru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot Et HaShabbat Mary Olam Uvayom Hashvi Shavat Vainafash Shavat Vainafash Shavat Vainafash Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Et HaShavat La'asot Et HaShavat Dorota Mary Olam Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot Et HaShabbat Dorota Mary Olam.
Please rise for the Tefillah, page 29.
Adonai Sifatai Tivta Techa, eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei avoteinu ve'imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, ve'Elohei Yaakov. Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon. Gomel chasadim tovim, v'kone ha'kol, v'zocher chasdei avot v'imahot. U'mevi gula livnei v'nehem, l'ma'an shemo b'yahava. Melech ozer u'moshia u'magin, Baruch atah Adonai, Magen Avraham v'Ezrat Sarah. Atah Gibor la'olam Adonai, Mechaye hakol atah Rav Lehoshia. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed, Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim. Somech noflim v'rofeh cholim, Umatir asurim, Umekayem emunato v'shine afar. Mi chamocha ba'al gedurot, umi domelach, melech meimit umachaye, umatzniach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. Bottom of page 31. The Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melol kol ha'aretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. We strive for peace in our hearts, in our homes, in our world. Wherever, whenever we connect to another human being with respect and compassion, we are Oseh Shalom, a maker of peace. We join together in our prayer that affirms our commitment to partnering with God in service to a world of peace. Sim Shalom is in your service folder. Thank you.
chesed v'rachamim. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, barkeinu avinu kulanu ke'echad, barkeinu avinu kulanu ke'echad.
We are grateful for the gift of healing. As each of us has experienced healing and renewal after an illness or an injury, we pray that everyone currently in need of this blessing may feel newfound comfort and strength as we send our heartfelt prayers to them. We join together in Misha Berach, page 45. Prayers of our hearts. Thank you.
Jehovah Shalom Aleinu. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu ve'al kulam. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu ve'al kulam. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu ve'al kulam. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu ve'al kulam. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu ve'al kulam. O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu, O Jehovah Shalom Aleinu ve'al kulam.
It's my honor and pleasure to call up Dr. Sue Cohn to share her sermon entitled Building Bridges in the Land of Fire. And I'd also like to mention in the interim since we began, we were also joined by some of her sisters from the Salam Shalom Sisterhood. So salam to all of you and welcome.
Wow, I didn't expect this many people here. Shabbat Shalom to everybody, and thank you, Rabbi, for inviting me to speak here today, and thank you, Frank, for doing my photos in the back, so hopefully they'll come up on these monitors here. So, as a person, as a woman, as a Jew, if you had the opportunity, where would you travel? Where would you go with a group of Muslim and Jewish women you had never met before? How about going to an ex-Soviet republic that is 98% Muslim just north of the Middle East? Not previously on my bucket list. But that is where I went this March with a sisterhood of Salam Shalom. I was privileged to be part of a 33-person delegation, 27 of whom were women, to Azerbaijan, the land of fire. Before I left, my friends asked, "Where in the world is that? Why would you go there? Is it safe?" The Sisterhood of Salam Shalom is a nationwide organization dreamed up just a few years ago by two friends, one Jewish and one Muslim, and now joined by thousands of women across the United States. Cheryl and Atiya recognize the commonalities of the values and the experiences of Jewish and Muslim women in our country. They encourage small groups of women to meet in each other's homes to build trust and friendship. Our covenant states, "As Muslim and Jewish women, we share much in common about our faiths and values. We shall listen to each other, learn to trust one another, respect our differences, pursue friendship, peace, and justice. We will speak out against all forms of prejudice, hatred, and discrimination." This year, Azerbaijan was chosen because of its reputation for secularism, its tolerance of other religions, and the special relationship it has with its Jewish citizens particularly. Anti-Semitism is unknown in this country, and tolerance, as we learned in Azerbaijan, is not just putting up with the country's minorities, but actually respecting and embracing the diversity of cultures and religions. It is a Muslim country that is unique in its friendly and strong economic relationship with Israel. Azerbaijan is situated in a tricky neighborhood, along the western border of the Caspian Sea in Central Asia, with Russia to the north, Georgia to the northwest, Armenia to the west, Turkey to the southwest, and Iran just to the south. It is part of the Silk Route and was occupied by the Persians and then Imperial Russia before the Soviets. After achieving independence from the Soviet Union in 1991, war continued with the Armenians until 1994. and now it is building and modernizing its growing economy. Our mission on this trip was to build bridges. Amongst ourselves, a group of women who generally did not know each other before the trip, and with people in a country that would like to become more accepted on the world stage. My roommate was a 25-year-old Peace Corps volunteer whose family lived in Kansas City after emigrating from Pakistan many years ago. We had other young singles in their 20s, mothers, grandmothers, women from many different professions, counselors, professors, scientists, a nurse, doctors, a lawyer, an artist, and many who were involved in their faith and interfaith communities. Our Muslim and Jewish sisters had diverse stories to share, some beautiful and some heartbreaking. Stories of our histories, stories of our personal experiences with intolerance and prejudice. We met with women who were involved in the highest levels of government in Azerbaijan. In fact, women there were granted the right to vote in 1918, a year before this right was enacted in the United States. We spoke with leaders of the Committee on Women's Affairs and the Committee on Human Rights and a deputy on the highest religious court. All of these were women. We visited mosques with our Muslim sisters and spoke with an imam in one of them. Interestingly, Sunni and Shiite Muslims practice together in the same mosque. Everyone is welcome there and in all mosques in Azerbaijan. So what about the Jewish communities there? Who were the elusive mountain Jews? Were the Azeri people as accepting as we had heard? During our bus and walking tours, our guides often pointed out the respect the Azeris have for the Jewish people in their country and the many contributions Jews have made to their culture and medicine. It is thought that the first Jews arrived in this region as early as the 5th century BCE. They moved from Babylonia and then Persia into the mountainous region of the Caucasus in northern Azerbaijan. These mountain Jews developed a patriarchal society with their own language and culture. They were warriors and horseback riders. For hundreds of years, they lived peacefully with their neighbors and even helped protect them from invaders. Under the Russian Empire during the 17th and 18th centuries, many of these Jewish settlements were destroyed in local wars. However, some of the Jews escaped and were given protection by a Muslim Khan ruler, that's K-H-A-N, not K-O-H-N, ruler in the region of Kuba, and even allowed to own land. Mountain Jews have lived there since then in the foothills of the Caucasus. In the past century, Jews of a different tradition settled further south in the capital city of Baku. These Ashkenazi Jews moved to Azerbaijan from Russia, the Ukraine, and other parts of Eastern Europe to escape pogroms and then the Nazis, and later to find work opportunities and live more freely. During most of our trip, we stayed in Baku. About 15,000 Jews live in this bustling city, and there are three synagogues, one for the mountain Jews, one for the Georgian Jews, and one that we did get to visit, the Ashkenazi synagogue. So I want to share with you our incredible Shabbat in Baku. As evening fell on that Friday night, our Muslim and Jewish ladies gathered in the beautiful lobby of the historic Shah Palace Hotel. We met off to the side of the center courtyard in one of the alcoves that at one time had probably been a stable. Each one of us lit a candle, and then we sat together on couches and started singing our traditional Shabbat melodies. I opened my Temple B'nai Shalom Shabbat prayer book, and I shared the transliterations and translations of our prayers with my Muslim roommate and others who sat next to me. Rabbi Orlitsky, Cheryl's husband, led the service, and one of our Jewish sisters gave a Devar Torah. Most of our service was in Hebrew in the conservative tradition, but I followed along, and internally and eternally, I thanked my rabbis and my friends from TBS for preparing me to be able to sing and to explain to our Muslim sisters what our prayers were about. Shabbat did not end there, of course. We had a lovely Shabbat dinner in the hotel with real challah, fresh herbs, pilaf with chestnuts, and amazing Azeri tomatoes. The next morning, several Muslim and Jewish women from our group walked to services at the Ashkenazi synagogue. We were greeted and sent upstairs to the balcony behind the semi-shir curtain to sit with the ladies. Meanwhile, in the sanctuary below, the men conducted a fast-paced 3-hour service, all in Hebrew. The Chabad rabbi who leads this congregation sat at a table on the side of the sanctuary with some preteen and teenage boys who loved to sing very loud when they could. Various men in the congregation got up to lead prayers. There was no sermon. Every so often, a young girl or boy would run up to the ark, stand there, look around, listen, smile, and then run back to find his or her parents. This seemed normal and okay with everyone. Not sure how that would go here, but anyway. Upstairs where we were, about 10 ladies in headscarves prayed quietly. We followed along in Hebrew using their prayer book and some Russian transliterations. After the service, we were invited to a luncheon with the congregants, and our sisterhood was warmly welcomed by the rabbi. The older ladies spoke in Russian and Yiddish, just like my grandmother's, so I understood Abyssala. It was overwhelming for me to feel the presence of my grandma Sarah and her sister Dusya, and their words and expressions. That evening, we celebrated Havdalah in a caravanserai, a Silk Route stop for caravans, and then it was Purim. We realized that we were here in a place not far from Shushan, the historic setting of the Book of Esther. We discussed how the story seems so relevant to current events in the United States and around the globe, incidents of hate speech and discrimination, misguided policies. The story of Esther's bravery in speaking up for her people was inspiring for our whole group. How could each of us stand up to anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of prejudice in our own communities? We returned to the Ashkenazi synagogue that evening for Purim. It was transformed. We joined costumed men, women, and children in the sanctuary. All was lively, joyful, wild, and magical. The Megillah was read with appropriate noisemakers. Afterwards, we danced to Israeli and Yiddish music, Jews and Muslims from America, and the Ashkenazi Jews of Baku. Ladies danced together, and the men danced on the other side of a little partition. The children ate popcorn and cotton candy and got to stay up late and play games. Our Muslim sisters remarked at how comfortable they felt being there with us. We could all relate to the joy and spirit of Purim. On the bus ride to Cuba the next morning, we learned more about the mountain Jews. They continued to speak their Persian Hebrew dialect. They maintained their Jewish identity during the Soviet regime from the 1920s to 1992. The yeshiva and three synagogues in the Cuba neighborhood have reopened since then. About 3,000 mountain Jews live permanently in this town now. Others live in Baku, and many have emigrated in the last few years. Wealthier Jews live in Israel and come back to their Cuba homes in the summer. Our first stop was their Jewish cemetery. Our group stood together to say Kaddish and a Muslim prayer together in solidarity and respect. We then visited their beautiful synagogue and explored the sanctuary. Our guides told us how people leave their scarves in the ark with the Torahs to collect them later for good luck. Outside, we found the streets basically deserted and started to settle back onto the bus, disappointed that we had not gotten a chance to really get to know these people and how they lived. But then we saw a couple of young men in front of a small entrance to the yeshiva. Our tour guide asked them where everyone was, and to our surprise, we were invited inside. Men were making shish kebab and other local foods. We entered the big social hall filled with festive tables. This was where all the local people were, seated for a Sunday Purim meal with music and dignitaries. We realized that basically we had crashed their party. We told them who we were and joined the dancing. And then, of course, they offered us vodka. We did not want to overstay our welcome, but we appreciated the small window into this world of the mountain Jews. What did we learn? What we did learn was that the mountain Jews have been working with Muslim people in the neighboring city of Cuba for centuries. They may live in a different section of the city across the river, but there is no animosity between people. There is no discrimination. This is not a shtetl or a ghetto. Famous mountain Jews are revered in Azerbaijan, including a famous orthopedist who developed a procedure decades ago. 3 weeks after our trip, I was amazed to hear his name referenced again at a pediatric conference I attended at Fairfax Hospital. The warmth and depth of feeling that weekend in Azerbaijan is something that I will never forget. To celebrate and share Shabbat and Purim with my Muslim and Jewish sisters in this special country was a privilege. To see Jews who during the Soviet times had their culture and ability to practice their religion suppressed, now rediscover their roots and celebrate Purim openly was amazing, particularly in a Muslim-majority country. For Azeri Muslims, I think this reawakening of religion is happening as well. Mosques welcome all. This is the Azeri way and makes them unique amongst their neighbors. This secular country prides itself on being tolerant of all religions and cultures. Their definition of tolerance is much broader than ours. It demands respect and inclusiveness of others. Children are taught this in public school as part of their educational curriculum, and many university students take a course in multiculturalism. Jews and Muslims work together, and no one asks what religion you are. Women wear what they like, though most dress conservatively, and we appreciated seeing many women in high office there. We were shown all of what was best in Azerbaijan, and their state officials were welcoming and eager to tell us about their progress since independence from the Soviet Union 25 years ago. Of course, many issues still need to be addressed. But we can also learn from this small Muslim country, particularly by incorporating their definition of tolerance and spreading that standard to all of our own citizens here in the United States. And isn't that what our religions are all about? Besides being Jews, besides being Americans, we are world citizens. As we travel outside of the United States, our unique Jewish perspective can help direct and expand our search for truth, justice, and beauty. Our Jewish values of welcoming the stranger, which is a Muslim value as well, and tikkun olam, our obligation to help repair the world, teach us to open our minds to new ideas, new solutions, even when they come from surprising corners of the globe. Each of us, whether we are Jews or Muslims, go out every day as ambassadors for our religions, in our work, in our volunteer pursuits, and in our leisure activities. Our willingness to listen and respect the stories of others, whether they be family, neighbors, or strangers, is our small contribution to putting back together the pieces of our shattered world and regaining the wholeness of our souls. My sisterhood sisters take the time out of their busy lives to make it a priority to share personal histories and beliefs in the setting of interfaith friendship and mutual respect to dispel myths and fears. In the spirit of tzedakah and tzedakah, which means the same in Arabic, we work together to collect food and clothing for those in need. We write letters and emails and attend vigils to support victims of prejudice and violence. And we stand up together against travel bans and hate speech. I feel blessed and privileged to be part of this group of women, some of whom are here with me tonight. Women who work every day to do their share to show compassion and bring peace to our world. Join us. We don't have to travel far to build bridges with our neighbors. We just have to have the will and the courage. May we all find ways to pursue our dream of shalom and salam. Shabbat shalom.
What will we hope for when we've beaten all disease? When our bodies are all strong and our minds can rest at ease? Well, until then, I'll keep hoping till I can't hope anymore and teach the children what they must hope for. What will we wish for when freedom rules the land, when mercy tempers justice under our law's gentle hand? Well, until then, we'll keep wishing till we can't wish anymore and teach the children what they must wish for. And on that sacred day, we'll hope new hopes, wish new wishes, and pray our work is done. And on that sacred day, you shall be one, and your name shall be one. What will we pray for when we finally live in peace? When we see God in each other's faces and make all wars cease? Well, until then, we'll keep wishing till we can't pray anymore, and teach the children what they must pray for. And on that sacred day, hope new hopes, wish new wishes, and pray our work is done. And on that sacred day, you shall be one, and your name shall be one. You shall be one, and your name shall be one.
With visions of peace and tolerance and acceptance in our heads, we move to our Alenu prayer that gives us traditionally that same taste of a perfect world for which we strive. So I now invite up probably most of you to the Bima. Anyone who has volunteered for B'nai Shalom over the past year who would like to come forward and join us and open the doors, ark doors for Alenu, please come forward. And we continue on page 53. I know there's a few volunteers here. Very large village to raise a Jewish community. Please rise. You may be seated. Top of page 59. There are stars up above, so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Ruth Margulies, mother of Marcia Alter, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom. Ben Cohen, brother of Julie Dixon. Gabrielle Marjorie Rigaud, friend of Lynn Richmond. Jonathan Sonkin, cousin of Gail and Julian Hart. Simi Hirschman, cousin of Davida Solomon. Pam Higginbotham, friend of Robin Fernandez. Nabra Hassanin, friend of TBS. Otto Wormbier, friend of Blair Jeanette. Thomas Mueller, uncle of Sheldon Lowe. Ralph Rose, father of Beth Dale. Our thoughts are with you, as Beth's father died earlier this week, and thoughts are with you also, Ellen. Rehan Safuglo, friend of Harry Glicklin and Audrey Goldman. We remember the yearly anniversary of death, the Yahrzeits, this week for Barbara Daniels, Philip Cohen, Barbara Bellinghausen, Hannah Lesser, Eugene Mills, Zygmunt Nagorski, Louise Sobo, Bernard Sachs, E.B. Gabor, Helene Haspel, Lillian Klein, Charles Bill Boy, Elaine Jenser, Nathan Lent, Michael Newberg, Joyce Sager, Isabel Schwartz, Yitzhak Shamir, Greg George, Pearl Grizak, Idean Luby, Lois Strasberg, Arthur Goldstein, Dr. Harvey Tashman, Dr. Alan Wachman, Cantor Sidney Derner. Their memories are with us on this Shabbat as we rise to honor their memories for Kaddish, page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah. Biyama divra hirute viam lichma hute. Vachayachon of Yomechon of Vachaye de Ho Beit Israel. Bagala of Isman Kari viemru Amen. Yehe Shme Rabam of Arach Lealam Almeal Maya. Yit Barach Vishtabach Viet Paar Viet Romam Viet Nase. Vietadar Vietale Vietalal Shemed Kusha Berichu. Leila min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran bi'alma v'imru, amen. Yehei shlama rab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. O se shalom bimrumav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from a time of honor and memory to embracing the joy that is the Shabbat day. And I'd like to call up to help lead Kiddush and Motzi, our Chai members, our life members. So those of you who are here, come on up. They include the Morrisons, the Lors, the Lessers, the Gentzers, the Goldsworthy Podgany family, the Derners, the Dales, the Copelands, the Stewarts. Mazel tov, and thank you to all of you for all your years of being part of this community and helping to lead. So we'll read together on the top. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei uri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu mitzvotav v'ratzav amanu, v'shabbat kashom.
Blessing to all of you.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Charrington, and I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom, So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening. And thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Thank you, Ambassador Cohn. And thank you for opening the window through which all of us got a glimpse of this incredible journey. And thank you so much for sharing it in such a thoughtful and thoughtful manner tonight and really helping us understand the world a little better. Thank you to our volunteers. This is such an important part of TBS and has been since the beginning. And you got to see many of the volunteers, although I saw some volunteers still seated. But this is such an important part of what keeps us going. And virtually every aspect of what keeps TBS strong and keeps TBS special, we certainly rely enormously on our rabbis and on our staff, absolutely. But then it's the volunteers, and thank you for doing that. I want to open up this opportunity. If you like what you're doing in volunteering, keep doing it. If you're looking for a change, come see me. I mean, this is the time of the year. Fiscally for TBS, this is the beginning. We start July 1, and so we're soon going to have the chairs of the committees meeting and start talking about what are we looking to do this next year. It's a great opportunity to come and sign up and join in. You can sign up if you want to do something every week. You can sign up if you want to do something once a year. Everything in between. So please feel free to reach out to me by email, by phone. I'll be at ONEG tonight. I'm there virtually every Friday. Come say hello and let's get you plugged in. Again, either doing what you're doing now or if you're looking for a change, I'm happy to help find that place for you. Look at some of the incredible things. I'll go back to Ambassador Cohn, but I mean, really a voice for TBS. I mean, that's even an important thing, reaching out into the community and other communities. So many different ways to be an important part of what keeps us going together. So please join us. Please continue what you're doing if you like it, but I'm ready to help you engage in other ways. We have many wonderful things happening at TBS over the summer. Each Friday we have these very special services, but the other things that are going to be happening over the summer, in addition to our Friday night services and our Saturday morning Minion Makers, is we're going to have Rabbi Rappaport is going to lead us in some learning opportunities. And please take a look at the TBS calendar, so many different places to plug in. Please continue to bring food for LCAC, as I've mentioned from here, and summer is the most difficult time for LCAC to keep their shelves full. If you're new to TBS, have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening we have our membership chair, Marnie Miller, also a member of the board, who would love to speak with you at ONEG, so please look for Marnie there. Wishing you all a very restful weekend and happy 4th of July. Shabbat Shalom.
So I think it's become a TBS tradition at this volunteer Shabbat to sing In This House, a lively song that celebrates who we are in our place, and I think also all those of you who contribute to it. So the words to In This House are in your service folder.
In this house, it all comes together in this house, it all comes together in this house of love. Pray. creation. In this house there is joy and celebration. By song or by word, your prayers will be heard. In this house, in this house, in this house. In this house, in this house. It all comes together.
Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you, like our people's prophet Miriam, feel and be nurtured by the blessings that come from doing good for your family, for your community, for our world. May all that you give to others bring peace to your heart and your soul. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.